Blackstone presents Problem Solver, Maximizing Your Strengths to Make Better Decisions by Cheryl Strauss Einhorn. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. Disclaimer: names of people and their organizations have been changed to protect their privacy. Have you ever sold anything door-to-door? As I was wrapping up the first draft of this book, my 19-year-old son, Mitchell, was doing just that, selling educational textbooks here in the United States, but far from home in a rural, low-income community where he felt very much an outsider. One morning, he approached a house with an empty driveway and rang the bell. There was no answer. Later that afternoon, he dropped by the same house, now with three cars in the driveway. He rang the bell again. Still, no answer. Dogged in his pursuit of business, when he finished for the evening about 9 p.m., he swung by the house one more time. There were nine cars in front. This time, when he rang the bell, a man in his 50s answered and asked, "What can I do for you?" My son looked down the driveway at the nine cars and looked back at this tired-looking man. There was one thing he really didn't need: a car. But how do you break the ice to talk about something that perhaps this man, or his family, did need? Gesturing at the vehicles in the driveway, my son answered, "I'm here to sell you a car." The man was stunned, only for a brief beat, before they shared a hearty laugh. My son had collected information not from a book or a set of data per se, but valuable information directly from the world he saw in front of him, and he used it to introduce himself not from who he was, but rather from what he'd noticed. This book is dedicated to my son and to everyone who wants to approach decisions in a way that better connects them with others and the world around them. A new type of thinking is essential if mankind is to survive and move toward higher levels. Albert Einstein. The following chart, which you will meet again in Chapter 8, is a snapshot synopsis of the different ways in which people tend to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?